standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side coming your way on this June the 21st. And I do believe it's a Thursday. You know, one of the benefits of living where I do is some mornings I get up and I check on the financial markets. And this morning was one of those mornings that when I saw what was going on, I said to myself, you know, this would be a perfect time to go take a walk on the beach and think about other things than what the markets are doing. However, when I got back, the carnage was pretty brutal. Wall Street started off on a wiggy note as reports coming out of Europe about concerns that Moody's was going to downgrade a number of English banks. This obviously followed by speculation that Moody's was going to obviously also downgrade a number of U.S. banks. Add into the mix bad economic data coming out of China and Germany, added to bad jobless claims numbers, housing numbers, and then the Philly Fed manufacturing index confirming that the economy in the U.S. is still slowing. So add all that together, and you had a number of reasons for the sellers to dominate. Dow closing down 250 points, 12,573. And that was before Moody's announced downgrade of 15 U.S. banks. Can imagine how bad it would have been if they had announced that while the market was open. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out. Be right back and give you the tale of the tape.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We got one, we got two, we got one, two, three.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday, and the wave of selling obviously spilled over from the Dow into the NASDAQ. NASDAQ closing down 71. The U.S. dollar didn't get much of a boost, closing at 82.31. But like any major sell-off, the metals got hit hard, all based on the theory that, well, if there's no QE coming from the Fed, no need to get concerned about inflation. And besides, the fear factor has been taken out of the market. So we have that often used statement by folks on CNBC, today was a risk-off trade. Gold closing down $41 at $15.66, silver off $1.24 at $26.98, platinum off $19 at $14.45, palladium off $11 at $6.13. The miners have been slowly clawing their way back to respectability, but today they all got hammered. They didn't escape the carnage. XAU off 915 basis points at 157.04. Now, this is what I find most amusing. And that is, while everybody is getting consumed with the downgrade of banks, well, basically why the banks are being downgraded by Moody's is because there's a lot of risky stuff on the books. Now, this is coming at a time when central banks around the world are stocking up on gold. You can now add Kazakhstan's central bank to the growing list of bankers wanting to hold gold as part of their currency reserves. The Kazakhstan Central Bank intends to have 20% of its reserves in gold. This is up from the current 14 to 15% that has been currently held. They plan to purchase 20 tons of gold this year, mostly from local producers. They also mentioned a few weeks ago that they are going to cut their euro holdings to 25% from 30%. And Kazakhstan is just one of a growing number of central banks that are building up their gold holdings. And you know who the rest are? China, Russia, Mexico, Colombia, South Korea. And in large part, what the mainstream media doesn't seem to want to report about is that gold is now a tier one asset class for banks. Why? Because it has 0% risk . What Basel III defines as a tier one asset class, cash, claims on certain collateral obligations from the IMF, and gold bullion. So regardless of what the mainstream media says, we continue to see more central bankers buying and hoarding gold. New proposals by government banking agencies are being introduced into the system, and gold is included as a tier one asset to hold with zero risk. All the signs are in place, and what the mainstream media hasn't been told yet is that gold is coming back into the banking system. Things in Europe are not going to be solved by the magic fairy. We are already seeing capital controls being put in place within Euroland, and this is a growing trend. Recently, major Italian banks have given notice that customer accounts would be frozen for 1 month because of financial difficulties. This caught many bank customers off guard and completely unaware that they would not have access to their funds. This should not be startling news. As people have been warning for months that capital controls are coming and Europe is fast out of the gates in implementation of this. For weeks, Europe has been planning bank withdrawal restrictions to deal with Greece's exit. Recently, a businessman was stopped at the Swiss border with £1.6 million worth of gold in his car, only to have it confiscated by the authorities, and was subsequently charged with smuggling. Italians know very well that the trend of confiscation by the mafia government has only grown recently. They have been exporting gold to Switzerland, and this trend has grown 35% year over year. About 120 tons of gold have left the Italian border in 2011, and that's up 65% from 2010. The Prime Minister of Italy has been promising a crackdown on tax evasion as he continues to fight the trend of the people wanting to avoid paying extortion fees, otherwise known as taxes. Now, in light of this, I also find this story of immense interest. And it was reported this morning. Now, I'm not sure all the implications here, but it seems as though that little African country called Ghana has taken a leaf out of Hugo Chavez's book, because Ghana is now contemplating withdrawing all its gold reserves from Eurozone banks. According to Bullion Street Today, Ghana said it is monitoring banks in the Eurozone where the country keeps some of its reserves and resources, including gold. Ghana's central bank, the Bank of Ghana, said it is reading downgrading reports of some banks in the Eurozone and will remove its reserves in those banks if these are downgraded or found to be in danger. The West African country earned $2.7 billion from gold exports in the first 5 months. Other major exports out of Ghana are cocoa beans. So now, small African countries are getting wiggy. And buying into the concept, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. I think it would be a good time to bring our gold back home. Maybe Hugo Chavez knew something. But there was a story today out of China that I'm surprised didn't get more scrutiny. We'll have that for you when we return.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. Now, this is funny. J.P. Morgan is up in after-hours trading, and the reason J.P. Morgan stock is up in after-hours trading, well, most analysts figured that J.P. Morgan would get downgraded by 3 notches. So when Moody's announced that J.P. Morgan had only been downgraded by 2 notches, I guess that was seen as good news. Now, as I said, a story that has got scant attention, and obviously it involved some behind closed doors negotiations that took place at the G20 summit here in Cabo San Lucas over the weekend, is that Chinese leaders that were here discussed China's central bank's willingness to share $3 trillion. Brazil, Russia, India, China, otherwise known as the BRIC countries, are talking about creating a unified financial system where they can avoid the euro and the dollar. The plan calls for pooling of central bank dollars from the BRIC countries in case liquidity dried up because of the European debt situation. China's president and other leaders who met in Mexico at the G20 summit, according to Chinese foreign minister, discuss the currency swap and foreign exchange reserve pool idea with their Russian, Indian, Brazilian peers. Who asked the finance ministers and central bank chiefs to implement these ideas, according to another story that appeared on yesterday's edition of China Daily. The swap arrangements would give the BRICS central banks the ability to lend each other money in order to keep markets liquid. The pooling of foreign exchange reserves are a contingency measure aimed at containing crises such as the one rolling the Eurozone. Now, let me just remind you of this. Between them, the so-called BRIC countries now hold over $4 trillion in central bank gold reserves. Currently, between Brazil, Russia, China, India, and South Africa, they are holding 2,650,000 tons of gold. That's more than 8% of national gold reserves worldwide, and is greater than all other single hoards, which are obviously, well, the biggest hoard of gold bullion is the U.S., followed closely in second place by Germany. So many of these stories that we have brought you about the Chinese yuan at some time in the not-too-distant future becoming the world's de facto reserve currency is slowly becoming a reality. And so the question is, what do these folks see that we don't? We'll take a quick time out and be right back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Flip Side. Late this afternoon, Eric King from King World News was speaking with James Turk out of Europe. And this is James Turk's take on the events today. He said, well, Eric, everything is getting smashed today. But this is what you can expect when you are going into a fear event. The action today feels a lot like what happened when we went into the Lehman Brothers collapse. T-bonds are up, T-notes are up, the dollar is stronger, the Dow and gold are getting hinted. I think we are going to see gold and the Dow start separating here, particularly given the fact that the Federal Reserve really didn't come in with any meaningful quantitative easing yesterday. Had they done a QE program, they would have juiced the stock market, but they didn't come in with that. And the stock market guys threw a hissy fit and therefore are selling off today. And as we speculated yesterday, just like the Greek elections being an exercise in nothing more than kicking the can down the road, as Mr. Turk says, Operation Twist is just kicking the can down the road. The Fed felt it had to do something, but it's getting so close to the election that I think they decided not to do QE at this time. The other thing is they are probably saving QE for another major crisis, whether it's a bank failure, a derivative blow-up, or something of that nature. The fear index now is roughly 3%. Back at the end of the 1970s, during the Carter presidency, when we had all of the severe inflation, The fear index was at 10%. Back at the height of the Great Depression in the 1930s, the fear index was at 30%. So if we matched what happened in the Great Depression, it would become 10 times worse than it is today. But even if we just match the level of fear that prevailed back in the late 70s, it would be 3 times worse than it is today. So while the Lehman Brothers event was bad, it was just a warm-up for much worse financial catastrophe coming down the road. We still have a long way to go. We're just getting started in terms of a fear event. If you work with the premise that I've been working with, that ultimately fiat currencies are going to collapse, that this 40-year experiment with fiat currencies is going to end and it's not going to be pretty when it does, you have to come up with an alternative form of money. So if you accept the notion that gold has been money for 5,000 years, as this experiment with fiat currency continues to unravel, more and more people are going to go into gold. Individuals have to take the long-term point of view. Accumulate gold and silver and view it as a savings. Focus on what is an uncertain future and protect yourself and your family by owning a tangible asset outside of the financial system. You know, as I have pointed out time and time again, and this was once again another one of those wonderful words that was introduced into our vocabulary after the Lehman Brothers debacle, and that was the term called counterparty risk. And no matter what you hear from the so-called financial experts, there is only one single asset class that has no counterparty risk, and that is gold. In other words, you are not reliant on a second party performing their obligations with your financial future at stake. By holding physical gold, you have eliminated counterparty risk. And ultimately, that is why it qualifies under Basel III as a Tier 1 asset group. It is risk-free. Now think about that. In the world in which we live today, that is a pretty powerful statement to make when we are looking at various asset classes. Because whenever you look at an asset, you first have to ascertain its risk factor. So it's not hard to understand why central banks around the world have changed their position on gold so dramatically in the last decade, from being net sellers now to being net purchasers. And the reason why central bankers are now net purchasers of gold is because, by and large, central banks have an inordinate amount of fiat currency on their books. And anyone prudent in risk analysis can see that they are obviously overweighted in fiat currencies, and they have no insurance. In the event of those currencies collapsing, which explains why heretofore little heard of countries like Kazakhstan and Peru and Venezuela's central banks have been net purchasers of gold. It also helps explain why there is serious negotiation going on between the BRIC countries to set up an alternative trading system that is not reliant on the dollar or the euro to conduct international trade. And by the mere fact that the BRICS are holding such a substantial amount of gold bullion, is without question the reason that they will be successful in creating a financing mechanism that would not be hindered by a collapse of either the euro or the dollar. And that's the bottom line. That's their contingency plan. Their contingency plan is to have something ready to go in the event of worst-case scenario. Ben Bernanke knows this. Angela Merkel knows this. Christine Lagarde of the IMF knows this. And so whenever I see these raids on gold and silver, it always amuses me. Because they always will throw in this, well, gold and silver are unproductive assets because they pay no interest and they earn no dividends. Well, yeah, there's a reason why they don't. Because it's real money. In other words, gold and silver do not have to bribe people to own them for the simple reason is gold and silver have never failed in the history of mankind. The paltry 1.5% the U.S. government pays on U.S. debt instruments is laughable on its face, because even if we take the bogus inflation numbers that the government puts out, you are actually losing money in U.S. treasuries. And so I guess the question is, and then why would people be buying U.S. debt if they were actually losing money? And I guess the best argument on that is it's more a case of convenience than anything else. People buy U.S. government debt for nothing more than a short-term place to park their money. Because these people are more concerned with return of capital than return on capital. So it's on days like this that I know some of you out there get wiggy. And it always makes me smile, because I always used to ask Bob, you know, what do you do on bad days, Bob? And his reply was very similar to that old joke where a guy goes into see his doctor, and he goes, "Doctor, please help me. Every time I lift my arm like this, it hurts right here in my solar plexus. What can I do?" So the doctor replied to him, "Stop lifting your arm." And Bob's advice was pretty much the same. "Bob, what should I do when the markets are crashing?" He says, "Well, don't watch them. Go for a walk," which is exactly what I did this morning. As I saw the carnage starting, I said to myself, this most probably a good time to take a walk on the beach and come back and evaluate everything. Needless to say, I switched on CNBC, and the mood was decidedly glum. They couldn't put a good spin on the Moody's downgrades. Now, Moody's was pretty brutal in some of its downgrades. It downgraded some 15 U.S. banks, including a couple of European banks. No shock or surprise there. And a couple of Spanish banks thrown in for good measure. The only thing I can't help you out with here is timing. But as we have documented from George Soros to Jimmy Rogers to Jim Sinclair to Christine Lagarde, they have all predicted a 3-month window for something to be done to save the euro. And why they want to save the euro really beats me. I mean, when they first announced the creation of the euro, it was a bad idea back then, and it's a bad idea right now. Forcing half a dozen small countries to be forced into some sort of marriage, you knew it wasn't going to work. Because none of these European countries have ever had a friendly relationship, let alone sharing a common currency. Germans hate the French. The French hate everybody. Likewise for the Italians. So it's not hard to figure out what's going to be happening to the euro. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out and be right back after this.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you the story of a soldier named Dan. Went out to fight the good fight in South Vietnam. Went out to fight for peace, for liberty and all. Went out to fight for equality, hope. Let's go.
Welcome back to the side for this Thursday. Well, as we were saying before the break, George Soros and many others predicting a three-month window for European leaders to solve the euro crisis. Well, let's change that assessment. According to the Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti, we have a week to save the Eurozone. Today, the Italian Prime Minister warned of the apocalyptic consequences of failure at next week's summit of European leaders, outlining a potential death spiral whose consequences would become more political than economic. The Italian leader is to hold talks with Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany and the French president and the Spanish Prime Minister tomorrow in hope that the single currency big four countries can pave the way forward for a breakthrough in next week's meetings. So I guess we got something else to look forward to next week. Oh, yippee. Not a week goes by, my friends. It is an amazing time that we live. And the interesting thing is no one knows how this is all going to play out. We just speculate on a day-to-day basis. And guess what? We get to do it again tomorrow. Except tomorrow we'll be chatting with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries, as we do each and every Friday. And I'm going to be talking to a few interesting people next week. Gerald Salente and Bob Moriarty. So next week could be a fun week. Now, I'm not sure exactly when this big powwow is going to take place and where it's going to take place. All I know is it's part and parcel of the folks that were gathered here in Mexico this week. They didn't seem to come out with any sort of plan outside of the Chinese. So I don't know what plan the same folks are going to come up with next week. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, my friends, stay tuned for Alan Watton coming through the Matrix, coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.
The next